You can say, hey, I'm Dr. Brent Sharp, and then they're going to ask you a lot of questions you may not have answers to. But because we have Dr. Brent Sharp with us today, we get answers to our questions. Dr. Brent, how are you? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all?
We're doing good. Bill, we were talking about you coming on earlier in the morning, and Bill says, you know, we ask some questions that are hard to ask sometimes, or we cover some topics, actually, that are hard to cover, but we need to, and overactive bladder is one of those. We're going to do that today. And really, I guess we start with defining an overactive bladder. How do you know?
Right. This is something that affects about 200,000 people per year. Overactive bladder is just a frequent or even a constant sensation to go to the bathroom. People can have a sudden urge to go to the bathroom, and they cannot postpone. And it can occur with either leakage or not leakage, and it really can affect the quality of life. So I think holiday seasons, we all travel, and some people that have this disease fear travel. So a good time to talk about it and let people know what it's about.
Well, if you suspect this is the case, what do you do?
I think the first thing to do is, you know, again, if you've got to change your urinary habits or that sudden urge to go to the bathroom, is there anything in your life you're doing different? Things like dietary indiscretions, things like very acidic foods, coffee, sodas, tea, strawberries, certain foods can irritate the bladder. So you want to make sure that that's not something you did, let's say, the day before. But you probably need to be evaluated, because people that have urinary symptoms, they all mimic urinary tract infection. And that's one thing you need to rule out, because that can be relatively serious. So that's a simple test by seeing your doctor that you can have ruled out. Other things that need to be looked at is, very rarely patients will have something in the bladder, such as a polyp or even a bladder cancer, that can cause these sensations and symptoms. And that obviously needs to be evaluated. As far as treatment, you know, there are medications. We talked about dietary indiscretions and people avoiding those certain things that they know can become triggers to their symptoms. And then there are medicines. One of the other things is Botox. Botox can be injected into the bladder to relax, because, as I said, really? This is a constant urge to go.
That's really interesting.
How'd you like to be the guy that figured that one out?
And how do you figure
exactly,
that out?
Yeah.
Let's just try Botox. What do you say? Okay. I mean,
you know, we are in the South. I hope the words didn't go like, hey, y'all watch this.
Yeah. It worked out, though, apparently.
It does work, and that's the great things about medicine and the rigors we go through to figure out things is you have an idea and you test it. And this has been shown to be very effective in patients who are refractory or have not responded to, let's say, traditional conservative management for their symptoms of urinary incontinence or overactive bladder.
Well, you started this by saying, you started this by saying it affects about 200,000 people a year, and you're giving us treatment options. I'm assuming that the treatments are fairly effective to let folks get back to what is close to normal.
They are very effective, and a lot of it is people, I think, bringing this to the awareness is you don't have to suffer this. This is not part of the getting older. This typically occurs after the age of 40. It can occur younger, but most people affected are between their 40s and 70s. Like I said, it really affects their quality of life. So seeking treatment, and treatment typically works very well. It has to be relatively individualized for the patient. So you want your doctor to sit down and talk about the options and try to figure out what are your triggers and, you know, what's caused this, rule out the bad stuff, as we've talked about. But then, like I said, if you don't respond to traditional, let's say, daily medicines or pelvic floor exercises can help, which is done typically by a physical therapist with a special interest in pelvic floor. We talked about things like Botox, where you have to inject the Botox medicine into the bladder muscle, which kind of relaxes it. And again, a lot of patients are simply just suffering from bladder spasms, and this gives that sensation to go to the bathroom. So that's what fixes
Botox
that.
Botox for lips, is that right? I got to ask this question. Are there any side effects of Botox? Would my lips be fuller if I had to do that? I'm just wondering about that.
Well, we like to say you have a real pretty bladder when we're done.
Be a very youthful-looking bladder, if anybody could see it. Certainly would. Well, and along with this, I guess sometimes guys can be confused as to maybe thinking that it's a prostate problem.
Well, and that needs to be ruled out, because men obviously have a prostate. So some of the symptoms that you get, frequency, urgency, getting up at night a lot, can be caused by just enlarged prostate. Now, we kind of know that the prostate has now caused these symptoms, which are more what we call a bladder symptom. But again, you cannot sometimes treat the medication or this with the same medications in men with prostate, because you may put them into retention, which means because they have the larger prostate, they can't get the urine out. And there are now some over-the-counter treatments for overactive bladder that used to be by prescription only, and which are good. However, if you're not seen and evaluated by a doctor and you take those medicines, then you may end up in retention or unable to urinate and then need to go to the emergency room.
Hey, I got a final question for you, Dr. Brent, and this is a great topic, and appreciate you bringing this up. That is, how long should somebody go before they really seek professional advice on this, seeing a urologist or a doctor?
Well, I think if symptoms are new onset and they persist, and you've done relatively common sense, conservative things to make them better, you know, within several days, you probably ought to just at least be evaluated. Because, again, like I said, urinary tract infection will cause the exact same symptoms. And that's something that, you know, can be make people really sick. If it's just overactive bladder and you're having bladder spasms, then there's not some rush to go to the bathroom. Most people know if it's an infection. So I think that's the most important to rule out. And then, like I said, just don't be afraid to go, because there are options. And we talk about quality of life a lot on this with me, and I think that's really important. I mean, I have patients who will tell me they know every bathroom from here to Jacksonville, Florida, where their family lives, and they know how to stop it and can they make it to the next rest area. I think that's poor quality of life.
Yeah, I agree with you. So, I don't care how good the Cracker Barrel is, it's still poor quality of life. There you go. Hey, Dr. Brent. Well, you said we're in the South, so. Yeah. Hey, listen, if people, so somebody may be hearing this today and really need to talk to you about this, and what's the best way to get in touch with you at Georgia Urology?
Right. With Georgia Urology, we have several modalities. You can go to the website, which is georgiaurology.com, GAurology.com. We have a Facebook page, a lot of postings there. We do a lot of information. A lot of times we replay these shows there, so that's there for patients. You obviously can call our office, which is 678-205-8387. Again, that's 678-205-8387. We're happy to help.